4. The fourth precept. The principle of abstention from false speech or truthfulness. Before we deal with this precept, let me make a few general remarks about the four speech precepts collectively. The first thing that strikes us is that there should be four of them at all. Even though speech is a door or avenue in its own right, and as such of equal importance with body and mind, it is rather as though there should be four separate precepts for four different kinds of killing, or four separate precepts for as many different ways of taking what is not given. Obviously, speech is of great importance. As the principal vehicle of communication between man and man, it plays a social role in human development, while as the principal medium for that system of expression which we call language, it is, with language itself, one of the distinguishing characteristics of man as compared with other animals. For Buddhism, speech is important because it occupies an intermediate position between body and mind, or between action and thought, being neither so gross as the one, nor so subtle as the other. It is because it occupies this intermediate position that it is so important to control speech, and also why it is so difficult to control it. It is important to control speech because speech is, in a sense, a form of action, that is, a form of overt action, and as such takes its place in the external world and has consequences there both for oneself and others. As the Dhammapada says with regard to one particular form of unskillful speech, do not speak roughly to anyone. Those thus spoken to will answer back. Because angry talk is extremely painful to bear, you will experience retribution. It is difficult to control speech because speech is, in a sense, not just thought indeed, but for the speaker himself, so close to thought, after all, speech is only vocalized thought, that he often has difficulty in realizing that what he says is capable of producing tangible effects in the outside world, and that speech ought, therefore, to be controlled. No doubt, it is for this reason that in the formula of 10 precepts, no less than 4 precepts out of 10 are concerned with speech, whereas, in the formula of the Noble Eightfold Path, only 1 member out of 8 is so concerned, though that member is, of course, divided into 4. Buddhist tradition also points out that speech can be controlled by paying systematic attention to what comes out of this door, as well as by observing periods of complete silence from time to time. Vows of perpetual silence are not permitted in Buddhism, as hindering the propagation of the Dharma. For the vast majority of people, the stream of speech is so constant and so uninterrupted, and so much under the influence of unskillful mental factors, many of them unconscious, that all 4 speech precepts are likely to be broken many times a day, every day of the week. Speech is therefore something about which all Buddhists are expected to be particularly careful.